Dragon, Schlama. Schlama Dragon, born the 19th of March 1922, died the 6th of October 2001, was a Polish Jew incarcerated at the Auschwitz-Birkenau camp, where he claims to have served from the 8th of December 1942 until early 1944, at the so-called bunkers of Auschwitz, and since February 1944 in Crematorium 5. His testimony is considered a key statement about the alleged extermination operations at these bunkers. His testimony consists of three statements, the first made to Soviet investigators on the 26th of February 1945, the second on the 10th and the 11th of May 1945 to the Polish judge Jan Zayn, in preparation of the show trial against former camp commandant Rudolf Huss, and a final one, made in 1993 to the Israeli historian Gideon Greif, English in Greif 2005, pages 122-180. The two testimonies recorded at War's End are characterized by contradictions regarding the terms used to describe the facilities. The term bunker was unknown to any witness prior to March-April 1945, the number of doors it had, whether windows were made gas-tight or were bricked up, the locations of undressing barracks, how many cremation pits there were, and how far away these two bunkers were from each other. More important, however, are the following evidently false claims about these alleged facilities and their associated incineration pits, Metonio 2016 F, pages 73-85. Dragon claimed that these facilities were packed with a physically impossible density of 20 to 25 victims per square meter. He claimed that he was selected at arrival on the 7th of December 1942 by Dr. Mengele, who was assigned to Auschwitz only on the 30th of May 1943. He also claimed that Mengele was in charge of homicidal gassings. He claimed that gassings were at times performed by an SS man called Scheimetz, but no person with this or a similar name was ever stationed at Auschwitz. Although he claimed to have worked at one of the bunkers only for a few days, he asserted that, on average, quote, 17,000 to 18,000 persons were burned in 24 hours, unquote, in the trenches near the bunkers, which are said to have ceased operation at the end of March 1943. From the 8th of December 1942 to the 31st of March 1943 are 113 days, so in total some 2 million Jews would have been killed and burned, just during those 3.5 months, clearly impossible. At peak performance, he claimed a daily rate of 27,000 to 28,000 persons. With some 4,000 persons per batch as claimed by him, this amounts to around 7 gassing batches per day, or one every 3 hours or so, around the clock. This is absurd. Dragon claimed that, at Bunker 1, with an average capacity of 7,000 to 8,000 corpses burned daily, only 28 inmates were in charge of procuring wood. Since open-air incineration of corpses require about 250 kilograms of freshly cut wood per corpse, some 1,750 to 2,000 tons of fresh wood would have been required every day, or 62 to 71 tons per inmate every day. However, an average prisoner is rated at being able to cut only some 0.63 metric tons of fresh wood per workday. Therefore, 2,800 rather than 28 inmates would have been required to cut the wood needed. He described Bunker 1 and the events unfolding around it in detail, yet states at the same time that he never worked there. Dragon drew a sketch of Bunker 2, showing four unequally sized parallel rooms. In his deposition, he claimed a capacity of each of the four rooms of 1,200, 700, 400 and 200 to 250 people, on an overall floor area of 100 square meters. All rooms had the same length, the width of the building, but different widths. Hence, their width ratio was roughly 12 to 7 to 4 to 2.5. Following his sketch, the building may have been some 8.5 meters wide and 12 meters long, not counting walls. In that case, the rooms had a width of roughly 5.5 meters, 3.3 meters, 1.9 meters and 1.2 meters. No competent person would have built a gas chamber 8.5 meters long and just 1.9 or even 1.2 meters wide. This awkward division of the building, plus his description of the facility, contradict the description and sketches of that same building, drawn by the other key witness for the bunkers, Dorf Pisikovic, three equally sized parallel rooms. Both Pyzikovic's and Dragon's sketches and descriptions, moreover, radically contradict the foundation walls of this building, which still exist today, seven irregularly sized and arranged rooms. See the illustrations contained in the print and online editions of this entry. Dragon claimed that liquid fat collected at the bottom of the cremation pits, and that it was collected by the SS and used to fuel the fire. The physically impossible fairy tale of fat extracted from burning corpses was often repeated by witnesses, and this proves the untrue, copycat nature of their claims. Dragon claimed that corpses pushed into the furnaces of Crematorium 5 caught fire immediately, which cannot be true, as human are not made of paper or wood, and that their limbs rose up, which is also physically impossible. He insisted that the cremation of three corpses in a furnace at Auschwitz lasted only 15 to 20 minutes, when in fact the cremation of just one single corpse took roughly an hour. Dragon claimed that two corpses were inserted first, then another third corpse on top of it. However, this would have required tipping the 45 centimeters wide stretcher steeply upward to get it on top of the two corpses already in that muffle, which would have meant hitting the muffle vault, where it is 45 centimeters wide, with the stretcher's end, rather than being able to insert it fully to unload the next two corpses, which might actually have slid backwards and off the stretcher with such an inclination. Dragon asserted that they pushed in two corpses at once, then a third one, which had to be done quickly, before the arms and legs of the first pair of corpses began to rise from the heat. However, dead people cannot raise their arms and legs, and neither can heat, which burns muscles, but does not contract them in a coordinated fashion, defying gravity. This statement resembles that of Henrik Tauber in this regard, and shows a convergence of evidence for orchestrated lies. According to him, 300,000 Jews from Hungary were cremated just in Crematorium 5, within 2 months in the spring of 1944, although that is the claimed total death toll of these 2 months, for all crematoria and bunker too. Dragon's testimony to Gideon Greif, 50 years after the claimed events, is characterized by him reading his own Polish deposition of 1945, from which he lifted passages, at times almost verbatim. Therefore, the interview was a farce. Yet still, he added more absurdities to his tale, such as, Ibidem, pages 132-134, Metonio 2022e, pages 155-168. He claimed to have attempted suicide on the first day of being deployed at one of the bunkers, yet instead of being gassed as a dangerous witness unfit for work, he was nursed back to health, and his brother Abraham Dragon, also deployed at the bunker, was allowed to go with him to the infirmary and help him get better. Perhaps the SS men were kinder to the inmates than we have been led to believe, either that, or Dragon was lying. Dragon claimed that, when the inmates revolted due to ill treatment, the SS was nice and accepted all their demands. He claimed that all the other members of the Sonderkommando were killed as dangerous carriers of secrets, but that he was spared, and also his brother, and the many other Sonderkommando members who have since testified. The reason for his miraculous survival: he got sick and was in the infirmary on that day. That claim is absurd, however, because Sonderkommando members who became unfit for work were supposedly killed instantly, rather than nursed back to health. But that is evidently untrue as well. Dragon claimed to have put three corpses side by side on a stretcher to insert into a cremation furnace, although that stretcher was only 45 centimeters wide. He claimed that he could smell the, quote, Swedish taste of the gas, unquote, although Zyklon gas does not smell Swedish. He moreover insisted to have worn a gas mask while smelling the gas, which would not have been possible. Had he ever been in a position to smell Zyklon gas, he would surely be dead.